emergency. This vent will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can also check in by APRS message sent to W4DJW, or you can also check in by Echolink node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call W2MJB or net control. Announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call W2MJB or net control. Seeing that there's no net or bulletins for the net, without traffic, are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. Before calling the net, however, we'd like to individually, so we'll go ahead and check those who are on Echolink. Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or net control. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I got a little message saying my signal was a little scratchy, or awfully scratchy. Not sure what's going on since I can't hear myself, so please be patient. Hopefully it'll clear up. I don't know if it's the rain or what it is that's causing the problem, but we'll see if it improves over time. So anyway, we'll begin with the regular RF check-in now. Tonight being Sunday night, we will begin with Alpha through Delta. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
MJP. Good evening. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike. Jim and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
MJB. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2. BYQ, David and Easley. No traffic, no comment. 73s to you and everybody on the net tonight.
W2MJB. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Julia Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer. Negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was a good group of check-ins. First, we have KK4DMW Rick there in Piedmont. He brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thanks for coming along tonight, Rick, and checking in. Next we have KO4AOW, David in Inman, and KO4BDM, Jim in Taylors. Then we have KB2BYQ, David in Easley, and then our other, the other David, that's W4DJW, Aaron Greer, who is our net manager. Appreciate y'all coming along and checking in with me tonight. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control. 2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Alpha through Delta, so we'll move to the next group. Echo through Hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Canada, North Carolina, will be negative, negative tonight, Mark. Thanks.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KC4EZN, Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Harry. Hopefully the weather up there is not quite as bad as it is up further north, from what I've seen on the news, and that you're not having any snow, just some rain and a little wind and cold. Any other check-ins that go through hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB, please check in WB4 Fox, Echo Echo, Dan over northern Simpsonville. And just check me in and out tonight, please, Mark. Good to hear you.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize WB4FEE, Dan in northern Simpsonville. Got you checked in and out, Dan. Thanks for coming along and taking the time to check in with me tonight. Looks like that's it for Echo Through Hotel, or maybe we should try one more time. Echo Through Hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's all for Echo Through Hotel, so we'll go ahead and move to India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Z73s for each one of you.
JB.
Kilo, Kilo 4.
Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
JB. JB, good evening, Mark. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar, Jim and Traveler's Rest. No traffic, no comment. 73 to all on the net.
MJB. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG. Be your neighbor, Kevin, over here in Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative, 73 is you, and everybody on that.
W2MJB, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Recognizing KK4JFO, James, Tuxedo, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, James. Next, we have our friend Larry, KK4JBQ, Darren Greer, and he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Thanks for checking in tonight, Larry. Have a wonderful evening, and tell Donna hello for us. Next, we have Jim, KO4LAO, in Traveler's Rest. And finally, Kevin, near Fountain Inn. I should say near Simpsonville, there in Fountain Inn. That's KN4UBG. Thanks for checking in tonight, Kevin. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for India through Lima, so we'll go ahead and move to Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt and Inman, I'll be negative and negative, but Mark, you had a very last minute early check, early check-in. N4 DJC, Jury and Anderson.
W2 MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4OIM, Walt and Inman, our future upcoming net control star. I think he's going to be covering Tuesdays. And then Jerry, which was an earlier check-in before I turned the radio on, and Walt was able to catch him and pass that forward to me. That is N4DJC there in Anderson. Thanks for checking in tonight, Walt. Thanks for catching that one with Jerry. And we look forward to hearing you starting Tuesday of this month. I'm sure you'll do a great job. Any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Mike through Papa, so we'll go ahead and move to Quebec through Tango. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
2 Sierra Uniform Bravo, into SUB. That's Jim in South Greenville. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on board tonight.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize Jim there in Greenville and 2SUB. Thanks for checking in tonight, Jim. Hopefully you're staying dry. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or net control. 2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That's it for Quebec through Tango for the time being. So it looks like we have a Echolink station that's popped up. Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB, good evening, Mark. If you will, check in. KA4, PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Mark. You're still calling the net. No traffic in their roundtable this evening.
2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KA4PQA, Stephen there in Greenwood. Thanks for checking in tonight, Stephen. It's been quite a while since I've heard you check in. I appreciate you coming along, and hopefully you'll be able to come along more often, and life's not too busy down there for you. With that, that's it for Echolink stations right now, so we'll go ahead and get back with the RF groups. Uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Net Control. Control, please check in. Kilo 4, Victor. Kilo, November. K4VKN. This is Alan down in Piedmont. And we'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
Net Control. Kilo 4, Victor Alpha.
K4BKN, Alan in Piedmont. Thanks for checking in tonight, Alan. The next check-in, though, I got K4VA. You were coming through clear, and then you died out into some noise and static, and I didn't catch anything beyond the K4VA. So if you could recheck, I would appreciate it.
This is Kilo 4, Victor Alpha Sierra, Wayne in Malden.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks for rechecking, Wayne. I got you that time. You came through loud and clear. That's K4VAS there in Malden. I appreciate you checking in with me first time in my log with your call sign. And I appreciate it. And then we have, lastly, N3ZL, Greg and East Candler. not to be confused with West Candler. So I appreciate you checking in tonight, Greg, and have a wonderful evening. Any other check-ins, uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Net Control. Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Alpha KO4ACA Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Recheck Net Control.
Recheck.
Affirmative. Affirmative. Mark, if you say go ahead recheck, I want to apologize for having been gone so long. It's been a very long time since I've been back on Echo Link, and I've been off of Echo Link for a very long time. I'm just not getting back on here, but I wanted to apologize for being gone so long, Mark, and I do plan on being on here on a lot more regular basis. KA4PQA, back to Net Control.
2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. First, I recognize KO4ACA, Bill, there in Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Bill. And Stephen, no problem. It's just been a while, so I'm glad you're back on Echolink and that you're back checking in. Hopefully, things will go well for you, and that Echolink will continue to function for you. But welcome back, and it's good to hear you on the radio. Any other check-ins? It looks like we'll do one more call for Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
JB. In Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4XB, Tommy, in southern Greenville County. Thanks for checking in tonight, Tommy. Have a great evening and stay warm. Looks like that's it for the individual group, so we'll move over and open it up for the whole group, Alpha through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
JV. And Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec X-ray. This is Jeff down in Ware Place. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net. Have a good evening, 73 to everybody on the net.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Jeff, I think I may have screwed up your call sign. I got KO4JQX. Is that correct?
Well, that's correct. KO4JQX, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec, X-ray.
Thank you for rechecking that and recognizing KO4JQX, Jeff, in Ware Place. Thanks for checking in tonight, Jeff. It's the first time checking in with me on my log for you. Appreciate you checking in. And come back often. We'll be glad to have you check in as often as you can. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It looks like we've got all the RF check-ins right now. Hopefully some will come over, come on just a little bit. I'll be securing the formal portion of the net right now with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rack tree portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins. Right now we've only got one. KN4RJN, are you still there and ready to talk?
To be KN4RJN, I am here, brother. What's going on in your world?
Hey, there was a lot of rain. Other than that, it was pretty relaxing. Had a good day yesterday. Bought an HF rig probably a year and a half ago. And every time I got the antenna hooked up to it and turned it on, I really didn't hear much other than some squeaking and squawking and distorted sounds. But yesterday just happened to be the annoying to me, or that happened to be the winter field day. So I was actually just planning on putting my antenna up, and I've got one of those extendable masts, fiberglass masts, and so I put some guy rings on it and some clips, and was just out putting it up so I could put the guy ropes down and get it set up to where it would be a little quicker next time, and put my antenna up and plugged it in, and shazam, I was actually able to hear some people during the field day yesterday, and it was really kind of nice to know that my radio really does work and actually receives some of the HF from around the country.
Well, sounds like you had a productive day. It was, the rain kept us from moving too much stuff outside into the pod, but we did a lot of packing up and jockeying around and stuff down inside, and hopefully tomorrow I can get several boxes back in the pod. Did get that big honking china cabinet of hers that weighs more than my Jeep into the pod, so we made some progress. But I want to let you know, I found a on the website, somebody used a Raspberry Pi to actually, and built a sensor that could actually smell ripening fruit. And I thought, well, that's a start. I may actually get that chocolate sensor smell thing going on here. And they used a Raspberry Pi, no less.
Oh, I don't know if they'd be able to do chocolate, but I guess it is sugary, just kind of like fruit is. But however, if it sits around too long, and unfortunately or fortunately, the chocolate doesn't start to smell quite like the fruit does. But did they have a kit that you were able to buy offline then for that?
Went through and explained how they did it, and put up a couple of sensors and put the fruit in a glass jar, and there are certain outgases from fruit when it's ripening that these things are able to detect, and then they ran that through a Raspberry Pi to collect that thing. So then I went and looked and see what makes chocolate smell like it does. And it's rich in beta ionies, and so then I went looking for the molecular structure of that. And I thought, okay, if they can make a sensor that can detect the outgassing from ripening fruit, I ought to be able to come up with a way to get a sensor to detect these beta ionies. And if I can do that, then all I got to do is put one in your house and then hook it to a Raspberry Pi and then hook that Raspberry Pi to the repeater to send me a signal, and then I'll know whenever she's baking something chocolate.
Call me, yes.
Come in.
72MJV and KN4RJN, KC4EZN. John, don't you think you might be a little bit more successful trying to detect Wendy's fruit pies with a Raspberry Pi?
They've already got one that'll detect ripening fruit, so I suspect it could be modified to detect a fruit pie. But if I can build a sensor that can detect the things that give chocolate its smell, so then all I got to do is put one in her house, hook that to the Raspberry Pi, have the Raspberry Pi transmit to the repeater, or over Echo Link for that matter, and alert me here, and then I'll hook up a little flashing light, kind of like the bat phone, to flash, and then I'll know whenever she's baking some chocolate.
Might not be as much fun, but it might be a little bit easier if you just bribe Mark and use his olfactory sensors. KC4EZN.
Roger that, but, you know, technology being what it is, I figure this is, you know, if I can just get an alert on my desk when she's baking something chocolate, then I just think that would be cool.
Fruit pie is being made for a while. Since it's one of these low-carb meat and fat and vegetable diet type of diets, and actually in the week and a half, I think I've dropped about 10 pounds.
62MJB, KN4RJN. Well, you know, yeah, but Life without chocolate is like a day without sunshine. What can I say?
Yeah, I was just telling her tonight, I said, you know, after we had our, she fixed some prime rib and something kind of vegetable in a pan. I think it was some cauliflower with peas and mixed vegetables. Anyway, I was telling her later on, I said, you know, I said, having dinner without potatoes, you just don't feel quite as filled up as you normally do. It's like there's something missing. And anyway, so that's what our adventure is right now for probably the next little while, is this diet to try to reduce our caloric intake with reduce the amount of sugar that can easily be transferred from those carbs into our body.
Well, if you're going to be that way about it, I guess, you know, if you're going to sacrifice your weight and your health because you don't want to mess with chocolate, I guess, you know, there's a cure for that.
The only cure for that really is to be 6 feet under, to where you don't really feel it or want it or need it. But so have you found a house up there in North Carolina yet, or are you just packing up trying to declutter so that you can put your house on the market?
Closed on a house up there this past Wednesday, and now I gotta shuffle around and get some stuff out of here, leave enough behind to stage the house and get this one on the market, because right now I have two mortgages, and that's not exactly how I wanted to play it, but that's how it's going to work.
Being retired, I guess your wife's still working, but being retired does make two mortgages a little bit tough to handle, but I'm sure your house will sell quite quickly, being in the neighborhood you're in. It's a real nice area.
Now, she's retired too, so that makes it even more fun, but it's not as bad as when we moved in here. When we moved in here, I actually had three mortgages. I had two houses, one I was renting, and the renter died. And then the other one was on the market but hadn't sold yet. So when we first moved up here, I had three mortgages, managed to sell the other two houses fairly quickly and get rid of those. But now we're both retired, and now we have two mortgages, so we need to get this one gone as quickly as we can.
Homes are selling pretty quickly. I was listening to something on the radio on the way to work the other day, and they were saying that the housing market is pretty low. The available homes out there, there's not very many because everybody's buying homes due to the low interest rates. So I'm kind of surprised with all of the unemployment and everything. To me, I would think people would be a little more cautious than to rush out and buy a house. But since I guess I'm in a house and I'm paying for it, I really don't have that stress of having to buy another house.
Well, within a certain price range, things are moving pretty quick. But of the houses that we were looking at up there, some of them, we'd see them on either the real estate agent we were dealing with would send it to us, or we'd see it on Zillow, and before we could even arrange to get up there and take a look at it, the thing would sell. So they were moving fast up there. But then there's one we looked at that the lady was trying to sell it herself, and she had it way overpriced, and that was a month and a half ago, and it's still on the market. But they've had ones that go on the market, and they're sold the next day. So it just depends on how you price it. So, but I think this one will go fairly easily, and if it does, then that'll take care of that mortgage, and then we can use some of those funds to cut the other mortgage in half, so we're not paying on it for the next 30 years, because I'm not sure I've got 30 years left. But in any event, that is the way it goes right now. Other than that, well, she's not baking any chocolate, and she's not baking any fruit pies or any, you know, good stuff like that. Then I mean, really, I mean, just I don't know what to tell you, Mark.
Not much to say other than Hopefully the reward will be in better health and less weight, but we're going to see how it goes. And I wish you well on the move and selling your house. Do you still plan on coming along with Echolink and checking in once in a while?
I'm going to I'll always be on Echolink and come on down. What I'm trying to do is figure out a way to, there's a report up there that I can probably hit. It's about 20, 30 miles from the house. And I'm going to try and convince the guy up there to link his Echolink repeater to this Echolink, to this repeater, so that I can actually call the net RF through a couple of Echolink links and keep on doing what I'm doing.
I think Dave said that if you wish, you can always still call the net through Echolink, even if you're not going through their repeaters, since you know it's all based on the Wi-Fi to his radio through the internet. So maybe we'll be able to work that out so you can come along and call the net for a little while longer.
I'd rather do it through the radio, but if I do it through Echolink, I'll just have to reconfigure my operation here a little bit, but I may move, but I won't go away.
That sounds good. We need all the net controls that we can get here to help out. So anyway, anything else on your mind right now tonight?
Back on out of here, see if second shift showed up, and tell when do we said hi, 73's to you, and I'm going to come back on out of here. So this is CAN4RJN, I am clear.
2MJB, thanks for the text, and I'm sure Wendy will give you a text and let you know what I'm
DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little fried joy. We're at home in Easley. And Mark, your signal dropped off to nothing. That's on your last transmission. I don't know if it, what the problem might be, but just thought I'd let you know.
Check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Fox, Trot, Tango, Uniform, KK4, MTG, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Lab Town.
Signals drop down to where nobody can understand you there. It's nothing but static.
Well, this is W2MJB. Understand that I've been spinning out static right now. So I'm going to go ahead and close the net. And you should be hearing the results here in a minute. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'll be securing the 2-meter net tonight. Tomorrow night, W4DJW, Dave will be calling that, so please come along and check in with him. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 7-3, and good night, everyone.
Back up that time, Mark, just to let you know, KI-4DOS.
Thanks, Gary. Not sure what's going on, why it's coming in and out, so we'll have to investigate, see what I can find out. Thanks for the information.
Wendy, have a good evening. Tell Wendy I said hello, and we'll talk to you later. 73. W2MJB, KI-4DOS.
W2MJB, clear.